Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who just got his first ever comic books. From his first visit to a legit comic book store, as a gift from his wife on his 44th birthday. And now, your host, Maceo.
Everything EHC in your ears right now. You are listening to another Summer Fun podcast. I am here on the banks of La Coya Lake with another teen camper from 2018. Please, sir, introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? How old are you? And how long have you been coming to camp?
My name is Jesus, and I go by the Blind Savage. I'm from San Jose, California. Who am I? So I'm just, I guess, like a pretty cool dude, pretty social. I'm like the skinniest person you'll ever meet, maybe.
That's good. Good description. And how old are you?
I'm 17. I just turned on the 4th of July.
Oh, nice. So they set off fireworks for your birthday.
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
How many years you been coming to camp?
This is my third year at camp.
Okay. And you enjoy it?
Yeah, totally.
You're going to keep coming?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is your favorite EHC daytime activity?
My daytime activity? Probably the pool or doing podcasting because it's pretty cool.
Oh, nice. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for putting the podcasting on the board. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Pool's on the board. Okay, so what is your favorite nighttime activity?
Oh, man, probably the night hike because it's like pretty cool, like hiking at nighttime.
Nice.
And the dinner dance is pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah. You got a date?
Not yet.
Okay. Let's see. You did a podcast last year.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Yeah, you did something that has never, ever happened on Everything EHC. Not ever happened and never has happened since. You fell asleep. Pretty amazing. I went to ask you a question and you were eyes closed behind your sunglasses, just snoozing away. Pretty awesome stuff. Pretty awesome stuff. You can check that out in last year's podcast. We still remember Jesus for sleeping. All right. When did you start packing for EHC?
I started packing like Saturday night.
Okay. So you weren't like packing months before or anything?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I normally pack like a week, like at least like 4 to 5 days in advance. Or sometimes like I'll just pack on the last night and like rush myself on the last, like in the morning of that day. So then I'll be like really stressing out, but yeah.
Nice. So you like to be somewhat organized?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So let's leave EHC for a little while and get to know you outside of this crazy place.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
So you have an opportunity. You get to choose to take us out for a nice sit-down meal at a restaurant. Where are you going to take all of us?
A Blackbear Diner.
Lots of food for fair prices. Good stuff. What do you get at the Black Bear?
I get the tri-tip. It's pretty good. It's pretty bomb.
Nice. Huh. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite fast food?
Probably In-N-Out.
What's your favorite soda?
Soda? Dr. Pepper.
What's your favorite chocolate candy?
Hershey's.
What's your favorite chewy candy?
Hi Chew.
Have you ever had sushi before?
I think one time.
Did you like it?
Kind of.
Have you ever had Indian cuisine?
No.
Who is the cook in your family?
My mom.
Is she good?
Really good.
What's your favorite thing your mom makes?
Pozole or tortas ahogadas are pretty good.
I have no idea what that is. Can you explain to Maceo what that is, please?
Yeah, so pozole is like, it's kind of like stew almost. It's like, you take like corn and you like, it's like not the corn that grows on the floor. It's like different corn, I guess. It's
okay.
Like the one that you bake and it like turns big and it pops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you put like, you cook it out with water and you also put like oregano and other ingredients in there too. And then you can make it out of chicken or pork and then you pretty much eat it after like.
So it's a stew. It's like soup, a stew then.
Yeah.
A hearty soup.
Yeah. And they normally use it for like parties or like big events and stuff.
Ah,
like
so you make a big pot of it and everybody eats it.
Yeah.
Super good, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then tortas ahogadas is like a croissant and you put like ham or like, normally they'll put like other like In Spanish, we call it bailomo. I think it's like what the neck of the pig is.
And oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chicken or also like something else inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's my mom makes like this special sauce because it translates to, because torta ahogada means like drowned croissant. So then it's like it's drowned in like the sauce that we make. So like what you do is you could eat it like dry. So once you get your croissant, you like could put sour cream, you could put like cabbage and yeah, it's pretty
so
good.
So accessories with it.
With
okay.
It, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're going to Jesus's house for dinner.
Yeah, let's get it.
Mom's cooking soup. Okay. Let's see. Have you ever had a gourmet vegan or vegetarian meal?
I've only had like, yeah, at school one time I had a veggie burger. It had artificial meat, so it's like fake meat.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a vegetarian though.
No.
Do you have a favorite television show?
No, not really.
Not really? How about a movie?
A movie? No, not really either.
Do you have a favorite song?
Favorite song? Probably Heathens by 21 Pilots.
Oh, my friends are heathens, take it slow. Nice. That's a good jam.
Yeah.
It's a little dark, but I like it. No sleeping this time, Jesus.
Yeah.
He's wide awake. How about this? Name some foods you won't eat.
Tomato.
You don't like tomatoes?
No, not really. I mean, like, I'll eat it sometimes, like, when, like, my parents pay a lot for something and, like, it has tomato, I'll just eat it because I'm, like, they wasted too much money. So I'll eat it.
And I talked about this a little bit before. I used to not like tomatoes, but now I'm just picky about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has to be a certain kind of tomato, and it has to be a certain on certain somethings for me to
eat. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, like, sometimes, because some of them are, like, really juicy or really dry, and sometimes the taste is, like...
There is a funny middle ground with tomatoes. I agree. All right, so this is, do you have a favorite hobby?
Probably playing sports, or, yeah, like, playing sports and hanging out with people and being social at all times.
Pretty social dude, I would say. Do you watch any professional sports? Do you have a favorite professional sports team or anything like that?
The Warriors and then the Sharks because I live in San Jose, but I don't really watch hockey that much.
Gotcha. So you're pretty stoked about the Warriors this year. Okay. So that's how I feel about that. Kevin Durant ruined basketball. I mean, he's great.
He's great, yeah.
But he and now
I don't really pay attention much to like who runs and stuff. And just
now we got Now you got DeMarcus Cousins, and you guys are gonna just rule basketball again. It's okay. The legacy will eventually end. Okay. So now we're on to. Hey, did you watch any of the World Cup?
Oh yeah, I watched Mexico versus Germany.
That was an interesting match, wasn't it?
Yeah, we all thought Germany was going to win, but then Mexico ended up winning.
Yeah, they made it a little further than we thought, but also got put out.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I like the World Cup. I thought it was fun. I wanted Croatia to win.
Croatia, that's what I heard about it, too.
All right, let's see. Can you name some music you don't like?
Probably not, because I like all types of music, like...
Good answer.
Even if it's like different languages, I'll still listen to it.
Sure. Do you go to school somewhere?
Yeah, I go to a school in San Jose, California. It's called Santa Teresa High School.
Nice. And do you have any favorite subjects at school?
Probably English and maybe like math. If I understand math, like I'm really good about it. But if I don't understand it or it doesn't make any sense to me or like just like to what, like if it doesn't make sense to what I'm going to do in life, I won't really pay attention to it.
I get you. Applying it into the real life world stuff, but you like to learn, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I'd imagine you're probably pretty social at school, right?
Yeah.
Got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Go hang out and do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun with your friends? Can you say that on the air?
Yeah, we go to a restaurant sometimes and we'll like each take turns picking like who's going to pay and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. One time I've had like the most expensive bill. I got a $55 bill one time.
Oopsies.
Yeah, we went to a full restaurant and the food's really good, but it's just like kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And then we also like take public transit to the movies and stuff as well sometimes.
Perfect. Do you have a favorite color?
Silver.
Do you have a favorite number?
No, not really.
Do you have a favorite smell?
Favorite smell? Maybe like, I guess it depends on the time of the year, because if it's like summer, I want something like fresh, like minty or like mint. Mm-hmm. And then it's like near like the fall or winter, like cinnamon, because it's like Christmas,
oh,
I guess.
Okay, yeah, so, you're feeling this, you're smelling the seasons.
Yeah.
I like it. Nice. Good answer. How about a favorite sound?
Favorite sound? Nature.
Oh, okay. I was going to start singing Heathens again for you. All right. That's good. Nature. Nature in general. So like ocean sounds. And
yeah, like the
forest
birds.
Sounds. The forest, yeah, sound, yeah, nice. Okay. All right. Let's see. We did all of those. Are you more superhero or Star Wars?
Superhero.
Oh, do you have a favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew up with that in my childhood, so yeah.
Okay. Are you a social media user? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you listen to your music? What's your preferred platform?
I normally use like YouTube, or if I'm in the car, I listen to the radio.
Nice. A radio listener. Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog.
Who has your back, Jesus?
My friends and family.
Perfect. EHC has your back too.
Yeah.
I got your back too if you need it. If on down the line you need some help, I got your back.
All right. Thanks, Jesus.
What gets you fired up?
What do you mean by that? Like,
I don't know. What gets you angry or irritated or even excited and jump around, man jam style?
Sometimes, like, I mean, I guess irritated would be like someone who's just judges everyone else but not himself, and then like whenever he does something that he tells us, like, there was this kid at my school who would like always tell us, dude, stop clowning around, but then he would start climbing fences and doing just random stuff. I'm like, dude, stop. He's like, who are you telling me to do? I'm like, bro, chill, like, you just told me not to freaking do it, and then you're doing it over here. So yeah,
that was firing you up, huh?
Yeah, man. And then like I guess excited would be like, just, I don't know, whenever I'm with my friends, we just start like messing around, and we soon like it starts escalating, and then if we play like, we go to like, I don't know, a dance or something, and they have like really loud music or like some rap or some metal, we'll start like pumping up.
Yeah, yeah. So using the energy around you to get excited, your friends, music, family. That's cool. You have good energy, so I can imagine it happens pretty quickly and easily, right?
Yeah.
You getting fired up?
Yeah.
Ow! All right. So did I ask you if you're a cat or a dog person?
Yeah.
Okay, I did. Did I ask you that?
Yeah.
And what'd you say?
Dog.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't even remember. That's how fast these questions are going. Okay, Jesus, we're at the hard questions at the end now.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get it. You having fun?
Yeah.
Everything's good? You're ready for the next 9 days of your session?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, totally. All right, good. So here we go. Hard questions for Jesus. What do we got? The first one is, I like this. There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
I guess it depends. Like, I mean, there's heroes and villains. There's,
yeah,
also, like,
I like it. That's good. What else?
Introverts and extroverts.
Nice. You got anything else?
I guess like the cruelty side of humanity and the good side of humanity.
Nice. You're doing it. That was way too easy. I got to ask you a harder question. Good answers. There are people who like golf and people who don't like golf. Okay. Let's see. If you could make one rule that everybody had to follow, what would it be?
Don't judge others unless you have judged yourself first.
Perfect. And how are you going to police this judging? Do you get to be the judge?
Yeah, I'll blindfold them and be like, all right, walk blind for one day, see how good you do, weasel, and then, yeah.
Good. Okay, so we're blindfolding and then letting them make some quality decisions. I like that. Cool. I'm going to give you another one because you're answering these way too easy.
All right? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, Everything EHC 2018, we have a camper going for three hard questions. First time this season this has happened, so here is your third question. What are you addicted to?
I'm addicted to magic tricks, sports, anything that includes fun, I guess. Like, whatever. I mean, like, I never get bored because I always daydream, so I guess I'm addicted to fun.
Addicted to fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here. Jesus is addicted to fun on Everything EHC. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Always awesome to have you here. You definitely do it again when we get an opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was awesome. I had fun. I hope you did too. Sounds like you did. We got this going on. Everything EHC 2.0 running here at Enchanted Hills Camp during the Teen Session 2018. We're going to keep coming back for more. I see the next two gentlemen lining up outside the podcast shack now, so we're just going to keep kicking it this afternoon. Thanks, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Have a good day, bud.
You too.
Over and out.